Sultana Lala's permit to visit the U.S. expired 4 years ago. She's technically an illegal immigrant, but her medical condition complicates matters considerably. A stroke Lala suffered last November left her blind in one eye and paralyzed on the left side. She's also a diabetic and will likely require extensive medical care for the rest of her life. Waukesha County Executive Dan Finley says immigration agents thus far have been unwilling to get involved. Though he's not actively seeking the woman's deportation, he doesn't think it's fair to ask the residents of Waukesha County to support her long-term health care.
If this lady lives in a nursing home for the next 10 years, it'll cost Waukesha County property taxpayers $1 million. And we object. She's an illegal alien. She has never paid a dime of taxes in this country. She has flaunted the laws of this nation.
Waukesha County already spends about $30 million a year assisting people with inadequate health care resources. More than 100 people are currently on the waiting list. If the county is forced to pay the woman's medical bills, Finley notes at least a handful of others, all of whom are legal U.S. citizens, will have to go without. Finley objects specifically to what he calls a double standard. Since Lala failed to follow the proper procedures to become legal in this country, she's not recognized by the government and therefore doesn't qualify for federal programs like Medicaid.
So under the law, we, the counties, are forced to pay for these people even though the federal government has failed to enforce those procedures, either make her go through the process or deport her.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement declined our request for an interview, but the agency did issue a statement. Gail Montenegro from the ICE's Chicago Regional Office says the law is the law. Foreign visitors who become ill in other parts of the country are entitled to county assistance and shouldn't have to worry about deportation. Sultana Lala's situation is no different. Executive Finley disagrees. He sees her situation as a drain on the Waukesha County budget. He's urging Congressman James Sensenbrenner to get involved, but acknowledges there's little recourse if a judge orders the county to pay. Catherine Braun, Wisconsin Public Radio.